Welcome to the Zhongde Waste Technology AG Interim Report Q3 2007, recorded on the 28th of November. Today's chairperson is Ms. Gabriela Sexton. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm Gabriela Sexton from Citygate in Frankfurt. Welcome to the Zhongde Q3 conference call. Today we have Mr. Chen, CEO of Zhongde, and Mr. George Li, Head of IR at Zhongde. Mr. Li will take you through the numbers, after which Mr. Chen will say a few words on the company, followed by a Q&A session. George, do you want to take us through the numbers, please?
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you and welcome to join the Q3 conference call of Zhongde. The company is very excited about the Q3 result and is happy that we are in the right directions and strategy to grow in municipal waste incinerator sector. So, the company is still, in terms of the revenue and the sales, the company is still focusing on equipment sales of municipals and medical waste incinerator. Increase in the revenue in Q3 as compared to the last year is mainly due to more of municipal waste incinerator sold. The revenue increased by 33% in Q3 and 68% for the 9-month period. In this quarter, the company made a total of 4 municipal incinerators sell and 6 in medical waste incinerator, while in the last year of the same period, only 1 municipal waste incinerator was sold. For the municipal waste incinerator sector, we see an increasing trend in our incinerator capacity from the beginning of the year around 50 to 100 tons to the end of the third quarter at around 200 tons. We expect that the coming order will gradually be increasing from 300 tons or even more shortly in future. All of the above changes are reinforced the company's strategy to establish itself as a leading market provider in municipal solid waste incinerator sector. The order intake and order backlog of the company is maintained to be very strong. And now the majority of the portion in the order backlog, around 50% in dollar value, are representing the municipal waste incinerator. Our order backlog only represents those of the unfinished orders which we signed the contract. And at this moment, we see that there are even much more higher volume of the order that we are under negotiation from the inquiry of both local and international customers. We see from the potential backlog that there is solid demand in the market, especially on the municipal solid waste incinerator sector. For the operating costs of the company, we have a higher increasing in administrative expenses due to the costs incurred on the IPO and the expenses associated with being a public company. Other than that, at this moment, the company did not increase its administrative expenses or the other expenses significantly. And in terms of the gross margin of the company, we maintain a very stable margin at 68%. While for the municipal, the average of the average GP is around 63%, and for the medical at around 77%. The lowering of the profit margin are resulted from the increase in the ratio of municipal waste incinerator sold. And since now we already have a rather high percentage of sales in municipal, at around 65% for the 9 months, and hence we believe that this margin will keep it to be stable up to the end of the year. For the profit margin, it increased from 44% to 65%, which we believe was solely due to, in the past year, the company is subject to a profit test, while in this year, the company become a wholly owned foreign enterprise in China, and is now enjoying full tax exemptions for the period of 2 years. So in the next chapter, we will describe about the general, some development of the balance sheet. The company is has placed a very good and effective management of the working capital, and right now we have a net cash position of 68 million with no debt. The company are selling bigger size equipment, which is in line with our strategy. We will keep a very close monitoring on our account receivable to ensure the company has sufficient cash flow to maintain the growing momentum. And now, for the BOT projects of the company, right now, the company has signed 2 BOT projects in the third quarter, which is namely Feichang and Zhaokou projects. And all of the remaining four BOT projects are well on the chest. And in terms of the new development of those BOT projects, we were able to get better terms from the government. And further, we have already have signed an agreement with the Bank of the Communications, who is agreed to finance our BOT projects in the future. So in the next part, I will let Mr. Chen to briefly describe about the strategy of the company and the latest development and outlook of the company. 陈总啊，我希望你可以讲一下我们的这个战略，还有我们往后的那个发展情况，可以吗？
OK， 这个公司 IPO 以后呢，发生一些非常好的影响，有一些好的影响，甚至超过我们的预想啊。
So I will help Mr. Chen to translate on his speech. And right now, after the IPO, the company has experienced a very, very good impact on the company, and especially on the sales. Okay.
首先是业务上，业务上呢，公司的两块主要业务呢，一个就是公司的产品销售，产品销售这一块呢，上市以后形成非常好的影响，现在已经逐步的向大型化发展。啊，这个公司的这个订单越来越大，而且越来越多哈。
So the company is still focusing on the equipment sales of incinerator and also for the BOT projects. So the impact for the equipment sales will be after the IPO, we are having more and more bigger size order, and we are also much easier to negotiate the terms with the government. Okay.
另外一个是 BOT 的项目 ，BOT 项目呢，这个上市之前咱们跟这个几个地方政府签订了六个意向，那么呢？这个现在已经有两个正式已经签约，而且两个的条件都比原材好了很多。现在其他的四个项目正在谈判中，那么也会可能会争取的比较好的这个条件。否则的话，公司将这个现在已经有其他的很多地主在跟我们在洽谈，应该会有这个很好的，还有一些很好的项目作为后备。谢谢。
So for the second part, the big impact will be on the BOT projects. Remember, we mentioned before the company has signed two BOT projects with the government.Through the negotiation process, because the company is now a public company, we were able to bargain a much better terms. Say, for one of the projects, we were able to manage to change it from 25 years term to 30 years. And for the other one, we were able to change the concession period from 12 years to BOO. So we're presenting that we'll be able to run the project forever. And now we left only four BOD projects that we have signed a letter of intent.And the company is believing that we will still be able to bargain at even much better terms than that we stated in the letter of intent. And if not, then the company may opt to choose some of the better terms BOT projects in order to replace the existing one. Okay?
这个公司上市以后呢，这个在国际化形成非常好的影响。现在包括德国本土的，包括东欧的，像俄罗斯，包括这个俄罗斯、土耳其，包括非洲的，包括我们亚洲的，就是这个有非常多的客户到我们这里来参观跟视察，还有自检业务。那么呢，这个这一块呢，将会有我们估计啊，将会明年将会有非常好的发展。公司也专门成立了这样一个部门，就国际业务部门。那么呢，这个在国际上的知名度越来越高，我们这个也实现了我们公司上市当时的意向。
So for the third part will be the company see there is a very big changes on the international recognition because after the IPO the company received a lot of inquiry from say European countries and say Russia and also from Germany and also for many of the Southeast Asia countries like Thailand, Singapore and also from Indonesia. Many of the customers already visit to our company to see if they can cooperate with us.Even some of them are like the agents, they want to buy our product and sell to their customers. And as a result, because we see a lot of inquiries from the international side, we have our international sales and marketing teams, and we expect that through this brand building and successful building a relationship with the customer, we will be realizing more and more of the sales on the international sales market.
你好，那么这个公司上市以后呢，现在更加重视了这个技术这块的投入，因为现在公司的业务越来越多了，所以技术上我们也更加加强。现在呢，这个吸引了大批的这个专家加入公司，包括从日本的，包括 我们国内最权威的这个环保专家啊，包括了很多富有经验的，就是从垃圾焚烧富有经验的这个团队都加盟的公司，所以这一块呢将会技术上将会有很多新的运作，而且公司呢也将有比较大的预算，它就可能将会有这个有两三千万的专门的预算，就要准备投入在技术上面的进一步提高，跟特别是要打入国际市场啊，进一步打入国际市场，能够有更好的盈利啊，盈利准备哈。
Okay, so the fourth part of the company's strategy and big impact on the company will be on the company will put focus and more investment on the technological study. Right now, the company has employed several experts, especially one from Japan and also from the Chinese government officer who has been working in incinerator for more study in incinerator for more than 20 to 30 years.And we have also employed many other professionals in this area and also some of the CEO from other public company to join the company in order to build up a stronger internal management team. And further, the company is also planning to spend like $3 million of in euro to set up the research and development center. So by then, we'll be able to build a very strong foundationof our own technologies in incineration business. We believe that investing on incineration technology will be able to bring the company to an even stronger level to become an international player.
总之呢，就是现在中国政府啊，对这个环保是越来越重视，而且现在呢，这个中央已经正式发布了，就考核各级干部，环保排第一个指标，可以一票否决，如果环保任务没完成，一票否决。啊，是这种 Green GTP 的这个的一个理念，啊，这个是已经非常量化的指标。第二呢，公司上市以后呢，已经从各方面产生非常大的变化，非常好的变化。啊，那么呢，现在公司呢，对今年的我们的完成我们的业绩任务呢，是充满了这个绝对的很大的信心。包括明年后年，我们都充满了非常乐观的态度。所以这是一个非常良性的变化，就是整个市场形势非常好。再加上我们公司呢，现在是在这个最好的时机上市，啊，然后呢，这个我们有非常好的信心来发展这个公司。谢谢。
Okay, so Mr. Chang concluded that right now in the market we have a very extremely good environmental policy enforced by the Chinese government. Say 2 days ago, the Chinese government has formally announced for all of the province mayor if they wanted to be promoted.They have to pass the green GDP test. That is that they have to assess on the performance on the environmental protection before they will be able to promote it. So we believe that the government put a very solid step to an effort to improve the environmental protection in China. And right now the company has all of the equipment, talent, people, and also financing power. And we are having a very wide time in the market and we are well positioned.So we believe that we'll be able to fulfill what we want to achieve in this year. And we are very optimistic to have a good result in this year and even for 2008 and 2009. Okay, 就可以了。
Okay, 好。
Okay, so this is the end of our presentation. So maybe if investor, if you have any questions, you may feel free to...chat with us and I will help Mr. Chen to translate on the questions.
Thank you, sir. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Your questions will be pulled in the order they're received. One moment, please, for the first question.And the first question comes from Mr. Jeroen Geerfeld from Fortis Investment. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you very much. Thanks for the presentation. I have a question concerning the product mix from municipal and medical. I've read in the press release that you're moving towards municipal, but nevertheless the gross margin at medical is higher. Why not try to maintain both markets, and what is your view on that?
陈主他的意思就是问我们看得到我们的那个销售成本成分里边，我们医疗里边比较小，但是毛利比较高， 大家可能问我们为什么不继续做多一些那个医疗那一块，就说这是为什么要看那个生物垃圾炉那边走。
这个医疗垃圾焚烧炉这块虽然是它毛利润比较高，但是买一个订单相对比较小。那现在公司业务快速的扩张，就是生活垃圾焚烧炉这块呢，这个订单都比较大。那么因为现在公司人手的问题，所以说我们把侧重点呢，这个更多的去接一下这个比较大型的单。虽然它毛利率相对低一点，但是它的利润空间，这个整个的这个收入就比较高，所以说公司还是有侧重，然后要进，而且这块市场是刚刚快速兴起。啊，就中国的市场还有90%的垃圾没有焚烧，所以说公司是调整了的战略，那这样将会给公司带来更大的盈利哈。
So in return to your questions, Mr. Chen stated that the company will focus on even more on the municipal waste incinerator setup because the reason will be for the medical waste incinerator. One of the unit price of individual medical waste incinerator will be very small.And for the municipal waste incinerator, the unit pricing and the unit profit will be much higher. But we also see that for the medical waste incinerator, the market will soon be diminishing. They have a limited development in this area. While for the municipal, due to the new government policy, and also we understand more than 99% of the waste in China are untreated, and they are strongly promoted to use incinerator to treat those wastes. So,Imagine this is a very, very high potential to grow in this municipal waste incinerator sector. And due to all of these incinerators are needed to be tailor-made, like you have to have some preliminary study and also study for the infrastructure on the site and like a tailor-made to the customer. As a result, in China, we only have a limited talent that we have to train it up. So we will not be able to allocate more people in the medical, and we are more preferred to allocate more people on the municipal waste incinerator.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Excuse me, we have a follow-up question from Mr. Gefeld. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, thanks for answering the first question. I have a couple of questions. There was a tax exempt for 07. Will that continue for a couple of years? So in China, what is it, normally 10 years or something?
Okay, I think I can answer you this question directly. 接着我就解释一下给大家听那个税务那边的那个税务哪一块好吗？我自己解释给大家听好了，这个。
Okay, 好好。
Okay.So the company has become a wholly owned foreign enterprise starting in this year, and we, under the Chinese government policy, will be able to enjoy 2 years of full tax exemption. That means in 2007 and in 2008, we don't need to pay any taxes. While for the 2011, we need to pay at half tax exemption.That is 12%, and after that we need to pay the full tax exemption. We have no tax exemption, and need to pay for 24% in total for our profit tax. And we understand from the government that because we are in an environmental protection business, we will still be able to apply for the half exemption. That is the 12% after this 5-year tax holiday. So that may represent.In summary, say after the first 2 years of the full tax exemption, in the future, we may only be needed to submit to 12% of the taxes only.
Excuse me, sir, does this answer your question?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you very much for answering. Could I proceed with another one?
Sure.
Yeah?Currently, I've seen a tremendous new order intake and of roughly almost 11 million. But currently, with the company growing this fast, it is only almost 1.5 quarter. And the total backlog is more than 11 million, but with current growth also only 1 quarter. Could there be a problem for the future?
陈总他的意思问我们现在手头上的订单 大概他，因为我们给他听，大概有1100万的那个欧元，大概有大概是有三台的，一台的那个300吨，有两台是200吨，但是三台是那个一流垃圾炉，所以他说，哎，我们现在人手有没有问题呢？我们现在有没有估计到我们做不完的这样子？
这个不会，我们而且我们现在也正在一直在继续在招人。就是目前这个订单是可以，人手是没问题的，但是现在公司基本上每个月都在招聘人啊，这个不断的在扩张跟培训啊，这个确实是我们在正准备的工作啊。
So in return to your questions, right now we see that in the component of the order backlog, since you may realize that may mostly will be represented on the municipal waste incinerator. And in fact, in our list of backlog, there are many represent a free set of municipal waste incinerator and another free set of medical waste incinerator. So they are in total of the like a 6 set of incinerators on hand. And the companies feel very comfortable that we have sufficient staff and labor to finish all of this order. And in fact, you will see that the increases in the order backlog in dollar value will mainly be contributed from we are getting more and more order on the municipal waste incinerator only. But we are using, say, for the project engineering and also for the like an expert or designer on all these projects, they will be the same as the one that you are using for the medical.
Yes, do you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Did yes, you follow up. It didn't really answer my question. My worry is that it's only a backlog of more than one quarter. Is management fully confident that that the order intake will increase and that that the business will continue next year?
Okay. 陈总，他的意思说，其实可能我不会他意思了。他的意思就是说，我们只有大概有9000万嘛，但是我们一个月的一个季度的销售大概就有8000万的欧元，但是我们现在那个没完成订单只有1100万欧元。他们担心是我会不会太小了这个因为只够一个季度里边的那个订单量。但是我们就怎么回应他呢？是不是我们还有很多在做了，还有很多在刚刚拿得到了？
没错，目前的一个你说现在的意向订单已经非常多，而且这个很快的，就是我们是每个月都有1000一些新的订单下来。这个他讲的现在讲的哈，他现在讲的是已经是我们已经公布的信息是在9月30号，
9月底的，对。
9月底，你说目前我们又接了很多的新的订单，但是这个暂时还不公布，我们就不讲。啊，还有一个我们可能接下去还会接下去一些更多的订单啊。
嗯嗯嗯。So Mr. Chen returned that right now we understand.The figures will only be up to the day of the September for the unfinished orders, which we have is around 11 million in the euro. But after in October and also in the November, the company is getting even much more orders, and even some of them are very big size orders that we are potentially be able to get it right now. So we feel very comfortable that say,after like a few weeks or a few months, then the order backlog will be much more than we stated here.
Okay.
Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. That's very enlightening. With the current beautiful business and with high margins, do you expect increasing competition, or let me put it more broadly, who are your competitors currently, and do you face a lot of competition?
陈总，他的意思问我们现在的业务真的太好了，有没有说我们里边估计到有竞争很大的竞争在里边呢？还有就是我们现在有什么竞争对手在这一块里边呢？
这个都是有我们的策略的，因为本身中国的现在市场就是在快速的增长，而且中国的整个指标压下来，现在整体都完成不了，所以说这个是整个的形势是这样子的，那么呢，就是说大家如果有其他竞争对手来也有机会，不过呢，就是说我们公司有自己的策略，假如说医疗炉我们已经主动放弃了一些小的订单，不想做了， 那么中型炉这块现在是刚刚兴起，所以我们基本上没有竞争对手。大型炉呢有一些进口的，现在有一些进口的这个，但是他们呢价格上跟我们差距非常大啊，所以说呢我们有我们的自己的一个整体的策略，所以说还是不会形成这个，一个是大市场，一个是我们自己的策略，所以说不会有形成很大的竞争，就起码是几年之内我们觉得还是很有信心的，而且我们实际上现在公司正在扩建国际市场，那将会带来更好的利润。
Okay. So Mr. Chen, we turn to that. We have, the company has a well-defined of the strategy to focus on where the market is going most significantly. Say right now, in the medical waste incinerator, we see a lot of the competition from the other very local suppliers. As a result, the companies, because of the no profit margin that we'll be able to have in terms of the unit pricing. So as a result, the company will gradually be leaving this market. And in return, the company is looking to develop more and more of the municipal waste incinerator sector. In this municipal waste incinerator sector, because of the newly environmental policy enforced by the government, and the demand in the market is much, much higher than what the market can fulfill from the supplier. And, you know, in this market, in terms of our size, in terms of the small to medium-sized incinerator, there are a lot many similar producer or capable manufacturer with the experience of 10 years or like a public company, and also has good financial background. As a result, we see that for the small to medium-sized incinerator market, this is like a brand new market with almost no competitions. And with our own competitive advantage, we believe that we'll still be able to be very competitive in the next 2 to 3 years. However, for the bigger size incinerator market, we see a lot of competitors like Alstom or Mitsubishi already entered into market. Most of their equipment are imported, and they have to send, and their running costs and also their equipment costs are very, very expensive when compared to that the one that we were able to offer. Normally, the pricing will be like more than 3 times that we can offer. As a result, we see that we are the only one to compete with them, and we are the real competitor in this bigger size incinerator market. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you very much for answering all my questions, and I would like to congratulate you with the very good results of Q3.
Thank you very much for your joining to our conference call. And if you have any more questions, feel free to send us an email.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. And the next question comes from Ms. Laura Württemberger from UBS. Please go ahead, madam.
I have a question on the municipal waste incinerators. Are those able to produce electricity as well, or is it only steam that you produce with them?
Okay, thank you. 陈总，他那个是 UBS 里面的投行里面问的问题，他就问，我们现在那个生活垃圾炉里面是不是所有都能发电，还是我们是通过什么样是进气发电，还是什么样的那个规格来发电呢？
一个你刚才讲说小的，好像100吨跟200吨、300吨，这个是我们一般是不发电的，但是可以通过蒸汽卖给人家。这个是产生大量的蒸汽嘛，给人家，但是发电呢就不发电，因为发电的这个效益是比较是不够的，因为它的电这个垃圾量不够啊。那么大型的这个是就是通过这个饱和蒸汽发电，这个是很成熟的技术，就是说比较大型的那都是这样子的，有带发电的，那是整饱和蒸汽发电啊。
这是也是进气发电的。
对，就用蒸汽发电来做。
Okay, so Mr. Chen, in return, your question is that for the smaller size incinerator, normally the range will be from 100 tons per day capacity to 300 tons per day capacity. All of these smaller size incinerators, due to they will only be generate the steam, and we will usually sell the steam to some of the factory nearby. And because in terms of the producing for the electricity, the efficiency will be too low and not worth to try to do so. So as a result, in the market, normally for the only the bigger size incinerator, say for those 500 tons or more than 600 tons, will have using the steam generator to generate electricity.
But are you planning to produce bigger sized incinerators as well that will be able to produce electricity?
他是问我们再确认一下，我们就是说我们有没有打算生产一些我们自己的大气袋，有自己发电的。
我们自己有投资，现在有投资像周口那个就是属于大气发电的。那么目前我们也有一些订单，就是准备要在我们建造大型大气发电的，就是现在有一些意向哈。
Okay, so so Mr. Chen mentioned that right now one of the BOT projects in the Joko, this is already the one with 500 tons per day capacity, and it also has the capability of generating electricity already. And further, right now we have some inquiry or potential order that is to producing a very big size incinerator, and also with the capability of generating electricity.
But from a technical point of view, is it more difficult to do those incinerators, and do you have this technical know-how in-house already?
Okay, 他的意思问我们在这个因为我们有发电，我们以前没做过嘛，在那个技术上里边，我们是不是有这个技术了？他就说这是难度不会很难做得到了，但是我们自己里边的那个技术里边能不能做得到？
这个是不会的，因为事实上呢，垃圾产生蒸汽，我们一直以前都在做的这个，然后呢，从蒸汽又变成了电，啊，就是这个来带动发电的，这个本身是非常成熟的技术，就是一种非常稳定、非常成熟的技术。我们这部分就是这个就变成配套就是了。另外一个公司现在已经有大批的，像有七八个哦，专门搞这种垃圾发电的。我们公司的人员里面，本身有一大批是专门搞这种垃圾发电的。就是已经做过整个这种工程的，从来没就是从一块平地整个建起来的，他们就是搞垃圾发电的哈，有七八个很强的这种专业人员。
Okay, so Mr. Chen replied that actually in terms of the incinerator to generate electricity, this is not like a matter of like a very difficult task, and this is only in the matter of whether we have sufficient steam generating.From the incinerator, because normally this is very easy for the incinerator to generate the steam. While for the steam generated electricity, this is another full set of the equipment that the company need to purchase or produce separately. So for generate the steam, we'll be doing very fine. And also for the steam to the electricity, this is something very matured with the technologies in the market. And right now, in the third quarter,The company also employed 7 to 8 very high-level professionals who also have the same experience to set up on their individual basis, has experience to set up the incinerator which will be able to generate electricity. So we feel very comfortable that we know where the technology is, and we have the people who has the experience to implement these technologies.
Okay, thank you very much for this information.
To ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. Excuse me, there appear to be no further questions. Please continue.
Thank you very much for joining the conference call today. Thank you also to Mr. Chen and Mr. Li, and that is the end of the call. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.